futuristic music for some futuristic ideas. We've decided to futurecast the game of hockey by way of technology and innovation. If you missed the previous podcast of The Future of Hockey, then you missed us talking about 3D printing. You should go back and listen to that now because we're going to follow up on some ideas that we ended that podcast with about sensors. So if you think this sounds a little bit crazy, like they're not going to put sensors in everything, you need to stop and take a look around you. They are everywhere. If you have a Nest at home, there are sensors in there, and they're monitoring where you move in your house so that they can give you the technology that comes with that. Smart houses are going to have sensors everywhere. Sensors are in your phone, they're in the iWatch, they're in the Tesla car. It's all about sensors. Now, if you're one of these people who's a little bit freaked out by technology, you should be, because it's moving so fast that people don't know how to deal with it. We can't figure out how to deal with it legally, we don't know who's watching us and when, and most people, believe it or not, don't even know that they have sensors all around them. But in a world that is already full of enough doom and gloom, we're going to look at the bright side. We're going to see how we're going to use these sensors in hockey, and here are a few of our ideas on how sensors could change the game of hockey. When you get right down to the fundamentals of it, sensors are just a way to measure things. So when you're talking about sensors and how they could change the game of hockey, you need to think about what do you want to measure, why do you want to measure it, and what do you think you're going to get out of it? These are the good questions. These are the ones that we're going to touch on today. So what could you measure? Well, you could measure the flex of a stick, and that could tell you how hard a slap shot is. And by using that, you could say, okay, well, if this guy is only getting 87 miles per hour out of this, or he's only getting a certain ratio of power out of this, what can we do to change up his shot? Could it be a longer stick? Could it be his hands in different positions? Could we have him hit the ice with the stick a little bit more before the puck or a little bit back from the puck? Is all of his weight on the wrong foot? These are all things that we can measure, and this is all stuff that we can then teach and coach and measure again. So we can see if there's a change. We don't have to guess anymore. We can just tell you, yes, his shot is better because of this, or his shot is not better because of this. It's A, B, it's binary. It's as simple as that. So what if we put a sensor in a puck? Now, some of you might remember that Fox tried this, but they did it for an absolutely gimmicky reason. They wanted to put a tail on the puck. They wanted to help people who don't understand hockey see where the puck went. That's a silly idea, and people were quick to say that's a silly idea, and it went away. But if we had a sensor in that puck, we could definitely tell you if it crossed the line or not, if it was in the net or not, even if it was under the goalie's glove. We could know with certainty if a puck crossed the line. Maybe that's too much for right now, but I'm guaranteeing you it's going to happen in the future. So what if we used a different kind of sensor, one that was in a camera and allowed us to see the heat coming off the ice? We could absolutely know where the ice is soft or where it's not. We can actually use that to get the perfect temperature of the ice. That same sort of heat mapping could be applied to a player. You could look at the pads they're wearing after a game with just a quick shot and see where they're the hottest, where they're retaining heat. And with that information, you could dissipate the heat in the areas where they're retaining heat and therefore save them energy, because we spend a lot of our energy trying to stay cool. And when we overheat, guess what? It's not just our bodies. We start to make bad decisions because our brain goes into overdrive too. So little things like that could give you an edge. The last idea for sensors that I want to talk about is probably the most likely and probably the most useful. It's one that tells us everything we need to know about the player. Remember I talked about the vitals? Well, this is one that tells us about their heart rate through the entire game. It's one that tells us about their moisture levels on their skin, and through that we know if they're hydrated enough or not. It's one that tells us everything that we would want to know if we were a trainer, if we were an athletic coach, if we were somebody who was monitoring the health of a player that we know is already in bad health. If we know that they have a problem, chances are we can test for it, and we can do it in game too. We can get heads-up displays on what's going on with these players. We can also use it to find out how their oxygen levels are doing. What about their blood pressure? What about everything? We can get the data. It's just how we use it that's important. So when we talk about sensors, one of the things we also have to talk about are data scientists. These are like the video coaches of data. These are the guys who look at it and make it useful information. Sensors will become a part of the game, like they'll become a part of everything else in your life. How we use them is what's going to make them useful or not useful. Everything that I've said to this point is why we should have sensors, and I think I should probably look at why we wouldn't want to have sensors, and this comes back to the purity of the sport. Believe it or not, air is a part of a hockey game. We need air to make people care. We need drama in the game. We need refs making bad calls. We need things we don't know, and we see how it plays out, because when you take away all the different randomizing factors of a game, it might become a little bit boring. I don't think so, but that's the argument that I've heard. If you like these podcasts, go and subscribe at iTunes. Just search for Colorado Hockey and then subscribe. You'll get all the podcasts that we do, the Every Avs Player Ever, this one, and all the others for free whenever you need them, when you're ready for them. The ColoradoHockey.com podcast is both sponsored and supported by AvsFam, AVSFAM.com. Go and check them out. They have some killer shirts you're not going to find anywhere else at a killer deal. AVSFAM.com. Stay awesome.